Hello again, this is Brother Mike at May-212011.com with another short message. This one is entitled, Rediscovering the Biblical Timeline of History. I thought that with this month being the beginning of a new year, and the timing of everything in the end time being based on the very accurate biblical timeline of history, it is a must for everyone, especially those who do not fully yet realize it, to see that our biblical timeline is referred to as biblical because it comes not from man, but from God's very own word, the Holy Bible. And God's people have come to realize this biblical timeline of history by their obedience to what the Apostle Paul said to his disciple Timothy, as recorded in God's Word. We read that he said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And so, by much work in prayer and study to rightly divide the word of God, and being led by the Holy Spirit, of whom Jesus said would guide us into all truth, for he, that is the Holy Spirit, shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show us things to come. We have come to realize the biblical timeline of history that was first discovered during the latter part of the 20th century is still true to the Word of God today. No one has ever legitimately shown it not to be in accord with God's Word. Although the end of the world did not come on October 21, 2011, as many once thought it would during that time leading up to Judgment Day, which began on May 21, 2011, it was because October 21, 2011 was derived from a faulty understanding of the five-month period in Revelation chapter 9, and you can click on to see this. Indeed, although the entire book of Revelation is obviously filled with symbolism, as is Revelation chapter 9, in which the five-month period is mentioned in both verses 5 and 10, nevertheless, before May 21, 2011 actually came, this five-month period was not interpreted symbolically as it should have been based on the context, but it was taken literally instead, and so it was taken to be five literal months from May 21, 2011, Judgment Day, which landed on October 21, 2011. Therefore, it was thought that October 21, 2011 would be the literal and physical end of the world. But October 21, 2011 was not the end of the world, because although the five-month period of Revelation chapter 9 was correctly understood to represent the period of time from May 21, 2011 to the end of the world, based on the context of Revelation chapter 9 obviously being spiritual or symbolic, this five-month period should have never been taken literally or physically, but spiritually or symbolically to match the spiritual or symbolic context in which it is found. And when we see this five-month period spiritually or symbolically, as everyone should, we realize that when we look at the number five symbolically, we know, based on the Bible's usage of the number five in many places, it can either represent grace or judgment. And you can click on Bible number five to see this. Therefore, since the context of a Revelation 9 and 10 to do with the five-month period is quite clearly symbolic in nature, We know this five-month period must also be taken symbolically, not literally, of that period of God's judgment from May 21, 2011 to the end of the world. It is not then a literal five-month period, but simply a symbolic period for God's judgment from May 21, 2011 to the end of the world, no matter how long that may actually be. The number five in the term 5 months just symbolizes God's judgment. And the months in this term 5 months represents a period of months, regardless of how many months that might be. So, the biblical timeline is still correct and accurate. Judgment Day did begin on May 21, 2011, yes, with no more salvation possible. And all the other dates seen in the biblical timeline are still correct and accurate as well. October 21, 2011 was simply an out-of-context, poor and literal interpretation of the five-month period of Revelation chapter 9. It is not core to the biblical timeline of history. It should have always been taken symbolically and not literally to remain true to its context from the very beginning. It is the same mistake that most Christians make when they read the book of Revelation. They try to read it as if it were just another book, to be taken literally as much as possible, instead of looking up the words and terms everywhere they take place in the Bible. And numbers, by the way, are just words. To look for the spiritual or symbolic meaning to them, comparing Scripture with Scripture, spiritual things with spiritual, as God's Word says that we should do to be able to understand His Word, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But now, with further consideration, not only was this five-month period of God's judgment wrongly taken to be a literal five-month period from May 21 to October 21, 2011, but so was the very nature of that whole period taken to be literal, outward, and physical instead of spiritual or symbolic as it should have been. Therefore, it was once wrongly thought that when the days of judgment began on May 21, 2011, there would be a literal, outward, and physical earthquakes, and the world would gradually begin to outwardly and physically convulse with hurricanes, tsunamis, tornadoes, volcanoes, floods, landslides, fires, great winds, and the like, as the world during this wrongly supposed literal five-month period from May 21 to the end of the world on October 21, 2011, would begin to fall apart, gradually being destroyed by God. But once again, this was due to an incorrect, literal reading of the Scripture where it clearly should have been taken spiritually or symbolically, because the context is obviously spiritual and symbolic. We will not make the same mistake. Yes, God's period of judgment from May 21, 2011 to the end of the world, revealed by the five-month period of Revelation chapter 9, is obviously symbolic or spiritual, because the context of that period itself is spiritual or symbolic. Again, click on Revelation 9, 1 through 5 to see that. Therefore, nothing outward, literal, or physical took place when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. Nevertheless, eternal salvation, which is spiritual, by resurrection of the soul, did then come to an end. In fact, it had always been taught that when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, eternal salvation would no longer be possible. And so it was, that any possibility of ever being eternally saved to new life in Christ came to an end on May 21, 2011. And you can click on the link given for evidence and proof of this. And be sure to follow all links therein to carefully study all the information. There is much support for the end of salvation, so don't willingly miss out on it all because you have selfishly closed your mind to the truth. Also, it was once thought by many that the rapture would take place on May 21, 2011, that is on Judgment Day. But that was wrong because the Bible has always taught that the rapture would take place on the last day of the world. To see that, just click on "When is the Rapture?" and read all the information and follow all the links. Now, with all that said, if you haven't yet come to realize that the biblical timeline comes from the very Word of God, the Holy Bible, and therefore it is as true and authoritative as any other scripture in the Holy Bible, you can begin to realize this by reading chapters 3 and 4 of the book Adam When. Just click on the link to download the PDF file and then scroll to chapter 3 to begin reading. Also, you can turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 5 with your calculator in hand to carefully listen to the following studies that will take you by the hand to walk you through step by step the making of the biblical timeline so that you can see how this timeline comes directly from the Holy Bible. And you should also be able to begin to see just how accurate it really is. Also see by clicking on that link for proofs and evidence of its accuracy. These studies were done prior to May 21, 2011. Although the teacher misunderstood some things, such as that the world, he thought, would come to an end on October 21, 2011 because of his faulty literal understanding of the five-month period of Revelation chapter 9 that we mentioned earlier. And he also thought that the rapture would take place on May 21, 2011, that is on Judgment Day, when the Bible has always taught that it would take place on the last day of the world, which is also the last day of Judgment Day, and you can see this by clicking on "When is the Rapture?" All the biblical timeline dates are still true and accurate, except, of course, as previously mentioned, his incorrect end of the world date of October 21, 2011, and his incorrect rapture date of May 21, 2011, that is Judgment Day, for the reasons also previously mentioned. As you listen to the following messages on the timeline, you will find that the biblical timeline came into being simply by adding up the lifespans of the patriarchs mentioned in Genesis chapter 5 and 11 in the way prescribed by the Holy Scriptures themselves. Its method of construction is actually proven correct by the Bible itself during Israel's sojourn in Egypt. And to see that again, make sure you download chapters 3 and 4 of the book Adam When, then see the Bible's proof for the method used to construct the timeline by reading from page 54 to the end. But begin by reading chapter 3, and then chapter 4. Now, part one of the following studies reveal the biblical timeline from the death of Solomon to the end of the world, which back then was incorrectly thought to be October 21, 2011, due to an incorrect literal interpretation of the 5 months in Revelation 9, as we discussed earlier. Then, part one gives some proof for the beginning of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, which still holds true today. Now, there are two studies to part one, so be sure to listen to them both. Part one, then, another look at part one. Just click on the links to begin listening. Next, part two reveals the biblical timeline from the death of Solomon to the end of the world. That, as mentioned earlier, the teacher incorrectly thought would end on October 21, 2011, because he incorrectly took the five-month period of Revelation 9 to be literal instead of symbolic, as it should have been taken. He again reveals proof for Judgment Day beginning on May 21, 2011, but once again, misunderstands the rapture to be on May 21, 2011, that's Judgment Day, instead of on the last day of the world, as the Bible actually teaches. To begin listening to part two, just click on the following link. Now, you can continue to be foolish by dismissing the biblical timeline of history altogether, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. Or you can show yourself to be wise because you are able to see that mistakes made by many before May 21, 2011 do not invalidate the accuracy of the entire timeline. No. The only date that was incorrect was October 21, 2011, due to a poor and literal interpretation of the five-month period in Revelation 9. All the other dates are still absolutely accurate, which means that the many days of Judgment Day really did begin on May 21, 2011. To begin that period spoken about in Revelation chapter 9. It did begin on May 21, 2011 to bring eternal salvation to an end, as was always taught many years before May 21, 2011 ever came. So, do not throw the whole baby out with the bathwater due to such a mistake. That would show you to be foolish instead of wise. And God's true people are called to be wise, not foolish. Finally, keep me in your prayers and send me your prayer requests. Remember, our greatest weapon is patience. Every day brings us closer to glory. So do not grow weary in doing good. You will be rewarded if you stand fast to the end. And God's true people will stand fast. The biblical timeline will be proven to be true. I love you all in Christ Jesus.